Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, a grave misconception which generally prevails in the minds of the common man is that there are certain medicines prescribed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for certain diseases, and they think that these medicines are a sure cure for these diseases, and they practice those medicines, that they take those medicines, and of course these medicines are generally herbal or they relate to some particular substance which perhaps can be consumed by a person, and he thinks while he's consuming that substance that it is a sure remedy, a sure cure for a particular disease. Now it needs to be understood that all these medicinal prescriptions which have been ascribed to the Prophet and which have been transferred through his companions and through other people down to us, they are absolutely certain things which have been delivered by the Prophet to us, not in his capacity as a Prophet of God. We know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a person who lived in a certain era. He lived in a certain environment, in certain surroundings, in which of course all these medicinal prescriptions prevailed, and he would have heard them from his own elderly people or from his own surroundings. And as a very concerned individual of a society, he would have transmitted these prescriptions maybe to his companions so that they could offer cure for certain diseases. Now it needs to be understood that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a person to be obeyed in matters of religion, and in matters of religion it is certain that whatever he gives is religion and we have to obey it at all cost. But whatever he gives in this individual capacity, like for example these medicinal prescriptions for certain diseases, these are all given in his personal capacity, and they must not be considered as certain or sure cures for certain diseases. In other words, people should not think that since he's the Prophet of God, so therefore whatever he is prescribing as a remedy must be absolutely certain and must be an absolute cure of the disease that he is prescribing it for. This would be a wrong deduction, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I said, was a person who lived in a certain era and transferred the experience of that era to his next generation, also in his personal capacity. So therefore whatever he transferred in this capacity, like for example these medicinal prescriptions, they must be judged in the light of experience, in the light of scientific analysis, and one can easily conclude from this analysis if these prescriptions still stand and if they are still correct to use them, because of course through various scientific means we can now determine if there are certain harmful effects of these things or not. And if, for example, if these positively also influence a certain in curing a certain disease or not. So this whole thing should be analyzed in the light of science and scientific discoveries which have been made in recent times, and one must not think that these medicines which have been handed down to us from the Prophet, they are sure cure simply because he is a Prophet of God. As I said, the Prophet of God, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of course has two capacities. He is a Prophet of God and he's also a human being. Whatever he gives in the capacity of a Prophet of God is something which is absolutely true, it cannot be questioned. But whatever he gives in his personal capacity is of course something which needs to be examined, and he never claimed that whatever he is giving in his personal capacity is something from God or something from his own self as being a Prophet of God. So we must make this distinction, and we must not regard these medicines to be sure cures of certain diseases. They must be judged, all these prescriptions must be judged in the light of scientific inquiry and in our own experience. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.